Well, if I have anything to do with it, I can guarantee you that, that will be the case. I cannot imagine a 2020 census without the use of the Internet. But I hasten to add that neither you nor I know what the Internet of 2020 is exactly going to look like. So we have to stay nimble on our feet in implementing that vision.
Well, at this point, it's mail and people going door to door, U.S. mail. So in between, there's some kind of electronic component. Would it be safe to say that's a sure thing?
Oh, that's a sure thing. You know, there's a growing consensus around the Western world that as our countries become more diverse, we actually have to measure them in a lot of different ways. What works for you may not work for me. And so the wisdom that we need at the Census Bureau is tailoring our methods to the diverse subpopulations, and the Internet is bound to be part of that.
And so if you were to design a system using what we know of the Internet today, as it currently is constituted, with all of its great power and great flaws, what would it look like?
Well, there are other countries that are ahead of us on this, I'm afraid to say. The Canadians, for a couple of censuses, have used the Internet as an option, mainly by sending through the mail, so they use still the mail, a letter that gives somebody a PIN number that allows them to sign on to a URL and enter their census data. Brazil right now is using handheld computers for interviewers who are going face to face, but they're transmitting data back and forth. So I think through internet wireless connections. So there are a lot of different uses of the internet that will supplement old procedures that we've been using for years and complement them in real and innovative ways.
And I'm sure you've had time to look back on the failure of the deployment of handhelds for this current count. In fact, I think that was in the works even before you got the job. And what have we learned there? I mean, what went wrong? Because it seems like a fairly simple process. Put a form on a handheld device. That's old hat. Collecting the data, encrypting it, and sending it over the wire, or over the airwaves, rather.
Well, I haven't. I have not fully diagnosed, gone back and reviewed that episode in the history of the Census Bureau. I've been totally up to my ears in getting the 2010 census done. There are some ingredients of problems that exist in many large acquisitions like that I see the signs of. One is this need to constantly be in touch with users as you're developing complicated systems so that the eventual specifications of the systems indeed fits the needs of users. And that I think we've learned over history of large-scale software development, that can't be done in one episode because users' needs can't really be articulated until they start seeing prototypes. So I think that's one thing that I care deeply about. In fact, some of those same ingredients are challenges to us in our current software that we're using to control the paper operations. We have some software systems that are still pretty shaky. We're all over them, watching them, trying to make sure that they fill the needs of what we need right now.
We're speaking with Census Director Dr. Robert Groves. And so what is the Census Bureau doing at this moment in terms of planning for the 2020? Are you at that phase yet?
Well, we do surveys, large-scale surveys, all the time. So one of the things I'm committed to is to using those surveys, especially the American Community Survey, as a platform to test various ideas for 2020. The American Community Survey is indeed planning an internet test. It is a three-mode survey right now, a mail questionnaire, telephone, and a face-to-face component. And the internet component will be the fourth mode. So that's a great example of using our existing resources to try to control the cost of planning the next 2020 census and getting real-time information.
Because it seems like every 10 years I've watched, I guess, a couple of these now, and the decennial count, the big count, always seems like a big break for the Census Bureau relative to all the things that happened in the intervening years, so some of those surveys that you mentioned. So it sounds like the strategy is to have those new processes be tested and tried so that when it comes time for the 2020, it won't seem like such a huge leap to get to that count.
Yeah, I think a wise course on 2020 is to use the American Community Survey more or less like a space shuttle is used by NASA, that we will add to that large vehicle experiments that will test different components of 2020, and indeed many of the key production systems of the American Community Survey in the late years of the decade could indeed be the ingredients of the 2020 census itself.
And as far as the current enumeration effort going on now with those 630,000, what's the progress there?
We're making good progress. The enumeration, the completion of the questionnaires is right on target. We do have constant concerns about a control system piece of software that basically keeps track of the completed forms and sends them on to our processing centers. So that's my current and indeed all my colleagues' focus right now, to make sure that that fulfills the needs of our field staff. But we're watching that system very carefully and are hoping that it indeed will fill the needs of those 600,000 colleagues we have knocking on doors right now.
Okay, and then just getting back to that American survey that takes place in the intervening years, so that one you are saying that you're definitely going to try an internet component to it, and if that works out, then that would seem to be a logical part of the 2020 census.
Absolutely. We are watching what's happening in other countries, and I think this is going to be a key tool for us to measure the American public for years on end. But we have to realize that vehicle, the internet, will constantly be changing too. So the wisdom that we need here is to not lock into a particular design too early.